this week's episode, virtual people in a virtual world are buying virtual yachts, a houseboat that thinks it's a yacht, and I give myself a promotion.
And this is the bottom line.
Take 400.
Oh.
Take 401. Well, we have our sponsors. Speaking of sponsors, Marine Data Solutions and Salty Rag Screw Apparel.
We love our sponsors.
We do.
Who are they?
Just said that. Maybe you should come back on that. Take 403.
Hey everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
And this is the Bottom Line. Welcome.
Welcome back. Another week.
Oh, we love you guys so much.
We do.
We're going to explain these ridiculous outfits in a minute.
Speak for yourself. I look fabulous.
She does look fabulous.
Thanks.
Okay, before we get into it, listen. The Bottom Line is produced by Blue Jacket Boat Works. And we have a whole team of engineers. We have producers. We have people, sponsors who get us the gear and all this. And we nobody makes any money on this. This is a labor of love. So why am I telling you this? If you have an idea and you want to become part of the Bottom Line family with your own show, if it's something that's relevant to yachting, no bikini photos, please. Okay? Send it to us. We'll take a look at it. And maybe you'll be on every Thursdays at 4. We're willing to share. We have this platform. Mm-hmm. We're in front of 100,000 people a month. That's just over here. We're also over in the Mediterranean. And we're in 88 different countries distributed by Yachting International Radio. Mm-hmm. And she just put us on what? TikTok?
TikTok.
2 a.m. Doug, we got 5,000 views on TikTok.
75,000 views. It was 75. Not 5,000. On one video. Check us out.
If you got something that's relevant to yachting and you think you could be part of the Bottom Line family, we'll give you your own show. Mm-hmm. It's that simple.
There we go.
Got to be good, though. All right.
No pressure.
Okay, go.
Well, speaking of our sponsors, Marine Data Solutions and Salty Rag Screw Apparel.
Marine Data Solutions. I've got 99 problems on board.
And the internet's not one of them.
And Salty Rag Screw Apparel. What do they do for us?
They keep us looking fly in this personalized gear, of course.
Oh, yeah. Call Dave. Beg him for free stuff. I mean, seriously. He loves it. He's understaffed right now. He's on the phone all day. He really likes it when another 100 people call him and ask for free stuff.
Yeah.
He'll give it to you.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Yacht industry news.
What do we got?
Well, we have the progress on the Renaissance that here in the yard.
So,
shown here.
We're back in the water. Anyway, we're still in the boatyard, and as you can see, that's not the crystal clear Bahamian waters. We're in the shed. Here's a picture of the boat. Well, you know, with some of the work we got done, we did the props, we did the stabilizers, the bow thruster, took care of all that other stuff. See this photo? This is called prop speed. That is called prop speed. That actually makes the boat go faster, makes the props spin faster. It's called prop speed.
Propellers, prop.
Yeah, the cheaper version's prop slow.
Oh.
Okay. But we'll be back out and running real soon. We'll be back out in the crystal clear waters of the Bahamas.
Yahoo.
Okay, next.
Looking forward to it. We have the first solar-powered livable yacht here in, actually, South Florida in Miami.
Do we have a picture of it?
We do, and we have a video showing off the 4,300-square-foot yacht.
This is our cup. It is a next-generation floating house and waterfront villa with the added benefits of being self-sustaining and eco-friendly.
I lived in Seattle, Washington, and I'm
you
hardcore
are.
Boat guy. I'd love to live on this in a heartbeat, okay? But it's not a yacht. It's a barge with a house on it, okay? Let's go through some of the yacht-type specs. What's the range?
Well, it can go 4 to 10 hours.
But what's the range?
8 to 20 nautical miles and up to 7 knots.
So if you're in Lauderdale and you want to go down for the weekend in Key Biscayne, it's a two-day trip. But no, wait, because... You can't make it in one go, so you get halfway there and you got to stop. And of course, it's nighttime.
Of course.
So then you charge your batteries all night with the solar panels? No. Then you have to wait the whole next day to charge the boat up again. And day three, you end up at Key Biscayne. Nice weekend. It's not a yacht. I love the thing.
Beautiful.
It's sitting down in Miami. I see it all the time. I love it, but don't call it a yacht. I mean, that's like calling an airplane a helicopter.
But it's a heck of a view.
It's a heck of a view. It's a great thing. Call it something else. Next.
Moving on. The pilot boat video set by Jeb Bennett. Thank you, Jeb.
Oh, guys, take a look at this.
Yeah. Rough water.
Look at this. So this is the Miami pilot boat dock down in Government Cut. Look at this pilot boat just getting waked out. I mean, and you know what? No matter what, these guys still have to get on these things and get underway. I mean, that's crazy. Those guys really putting up with some bad weather.
However, it wasn't weather, Doug.
No, it was some moron in an 80-foot go-fast with whatever, surface-piercing props. And he drove by at 30-something knots. And
too totally, much prop speed.
Yeah, he must have had prop speed. and he totally waked out the pilot boat dock. Come on, guys. You call yourself captains, and we're going to get into captains in a minute. But you slow down. You're responsible for your own wake. I don't care if it's a no-wake zone or not. If you throw a boat up on the beach, y'all responsible for it. That's the bottom line. All right? But it's these guys work.
Yeah.
These guys work for a living. It's a dangerous situation if they have to get on the boat. Who sent this in, Jeb?
Maybe the co-captain was driving at the time. Yes, Jeb Bennett.
From the Miami Pilot Boat Association. Yep. Thanks, Jeb. We appreciate the video. You guys stay safe out there. By the way, those guys, the guy who runs that boat, he's a captain. He goes out at 2 a.m. no matter what the weather conditions are. He ain't driving some, you know, go fast for 4 hours. Okay, next.
With props.
Okay. More on Captain Slayer. Next.
Blue Top Legends taking some air here in the inlet. 15 and 16-year-old girls flying through the inlet.
So these girls in a 13-foot whaler went jumping through the Boca Inlet, and they became famous.
Yep.
And everybody's seen the pictures. Here's a picture of one. They're literally out of the water all the time.
I love the guys' faces.
Yeah. And you know what? There's nothing better than goofing around in a Boston whaler. I did the same thing when I was their age, even a little
not
earlier.
Not surprised.
I mean, there's nothing better. However, let's get real, guys. You're egging these kids on, all right? Mm-hmm. And you're putting them in a dangerous situation. I don't care how experienced they are. They're taking a 13-foot whaler out in 5-6-foot seas. They're going to roll over in an inlet, and people are going to run them over because people are too busy videoing it that it's going to help them. There's no way that this is a safe situation. And because of social media, you guys are pushing them to do more.
And they have, but social media is also holding them accountable because they have gotten feedback about their lack of life vests. So
they're running around without life jackets.
Yes.
Did they go get training at least?
They have taken lessons and they're speaking.
In all fairness to safe boating courses, they don't teach you how to take a 13-foot whaler and a 7-foot breaking cresting wave.
No, okay,
I had to go to school, a special school in the Coast Guard, to teach us how to take a boat up correctly on a wave twice the size of your boat and back down again. And it don't happen in 4 hours, you know, that online course. You guys are egging them on. I think it's great that they're doing it. I love it. There's nothing better than kids in the Boston Whaler instead of hanging out at some mall causing trouble. But don't pressure them to get these photos or the video. And I know who's pressuring them, too, because they're making money off of it. Next.
Be safe out there.
$650,000. For a yacht.
That's, can buy a lot.
That's actually, these days, that's cheap. There's one problem.
What is it, Doug?
It ain't a freaking real yacht. What is it?
It's in the metaverse. It's Meta Flower.
The hell is a metaverse anyway?
Virtual world.
You're talking about a computer game. Idiot spent $650,000 on a computer-generated yacht so he can sail around in a computer-generated world?
It has a DJ booth and a hot tub, though.
For his virtual friends?
For his Roblox Claire.
I swear to God, one day, nobody's going to even leave the house. We're all going to wake up in the morning, go into pods, and live a life of virtual reality, and then go home at night. We're actually going to be able to go to work and do stuff like that.
And have avatars.
Yeah, everybody's going to be pale white. Well, because we're inside working. Okay, next.
We're already halfway there.
Idiot.
The FedShip helicopter clip. Is it going to make it in this episode?
So we were really cool. We had an interview with one of the top dogs at FedShip, and he actually, after the interview, gave us a tour of their facility. And
thank you, Farouk.
They have these. Yes, thanks, Farouk. They have these FedShip models that are probably the only FedShip I can afford. But they have the props to spin, the bow thrusters work, the rudders, the radars, the lights come on and off, doors open and close. Christy really wanted to show everybody the helicopter one. So here, take a look at this.
It's great.
So this is one FedShip, and this is a model that probably costs more than a Sea Ray.
Probably.
And as you can see, there's the helicopter.
The helicopter moves.
Yeah.
It's hidden. It's a great feature.
It's really cool, actually.
It was impressive.
I like model boats.
Yeah, see, don't hide it. You were like, it's as much as I did.
Okay, next.
Dun-dun-dun. The debate over co-captain versus captain, and explain a little bit why you're looking as fabulous as you are.
I have to wear this because if all y'all are captains, I got to at least have eight. How many
eight
other
eight?
Eight. You all have four. Co-captain. There's a big flare-up on social media about co-captains. Ain't no such thing as co-captain in yachting gang. As much as everybody wants it to be, there isn't. Oh, look, there's co-captain.
I know.
No, leave it on. You're my co-captain.
Okay.
You're the co-captain of this.
Okay.
All right. Now, where's co-captain come from? In smaller commercial vessels, golf, towing, you had a thing called first captain and second captain. Guess who was in charge?
Who?
First captain. Okay. But I guess because everybody's infatuated with titles, that might have transitioned from first and second captain to co-captains. They don't want to go home and tell all their guys at the bar, oh, I'm not second captain, I'm co-captain.
I'm equal.
All right.
I'm at the same rank.
But that doesn't exist in yachting. All right. All right. What does exist in yachting? When the guy goes on vacation, you're a relief captain. Mm-hmm. If there are two captains on a yacht and you each have, like, I work 2 months, yours, that's called a rotational captain. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I know why everybody's doing this.
What?
Nobody wants to be mate.
I am the captain now. Look at me. I am the captain now.
Did you already have these made?
So everybody wants to be captain. So let's just talk real quick about who a captain is. A captain is a is a European term used to say man in charge. Mm-hmm. All right?
Or woman in charge.
Okay, well, back then.
Now.
This just goes back a long time. Okay, you could have a wine captain. Mm-hmm. You could have a door captain. You ever go to New York and see all those guys wearing those jackets? Jeez, they got more stuff than I do.
Me too.
All right, you could have project captain. Mm-hmm. You could have, there's captain of a football team. It's not a nautical term, but the slang use of it has everybody gotten to the point where when they associate captain, it's usually with a boat. Mm-hmm. Okay, the real term is master. You are the master of the vessel. When I sign any official document on this boat, it says Douglas Meyer, Master Motor Yacht Renaissance. It doesn't say Captain Douglas R. Meyer, Master Motor Yacht Renaissance, Skipper of everybody and whoever walks on board, the head cheese.
He wishes it said that, but it doesn't.
So the guy running the boat is called the master, and that's according to the Coast Guard. Mm-hmm. If y'all not licensed, you're on a little private boat, that you're called an operator, and that's according to the Coast Guard. And I was Coast Guard, and that's we used to do a lot of boardings, and that's what we would put, operator or master. Now, to be the master, okay, let me back up. I don't care what you call yourselves. You want to go and call yourself captain? Fine, whatever. Mm-hmm. Listen, go take the 5-day course. I have plenty of captain braid. I mean, look, we can cut this up and give this to everybody in Miami.
We can.
I can get more. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks,
all right?
Dave.
So we have plenty of stripes.
We do.
But in a professional situation, you got to back it off.
Responsibility.
All right? Okay, you are the mate. Mm-hmm. You want to go out on a date? Oh, I'm a captain. Okay, great. But, you know, when you're using it in a professional term, you got to use the proper terminology. Just because you have a license doesn't mean you're a captain. I called the Coast Guard. What's the deal? They're like... They laughed. They're like, listen, the license is the basic minimal requirements to be a captain. Mm. They didn't say, this makes you a captain. I said, well, what makes you a captain? He goes, well, you should be a captain of a boat. That makes you a captain. And they're correcting me and go, you mean master. They really did. So to be a real captain, you need to be on a boat in charge, period. I'll give you this. You need to be in charge of a boat previous times as captain. Mm-hmm. You have a career as being a captain. Mm-hmm. Boat to boat, you take time off. That's a captain. A guy who just graduates 5 days of schooling, okay, is not a captain.
Y'all mate.
So you can take the co-captain off. All right? Now, if you didn't even graduate without a license, y'all ain't even a mate. Okay? Y'all a deckhand. All right? Because according to the Coast Guard, you need a license, okay, to be a licensed mate. Their terms, not mine. If you don't have a license, even stewardesses, there's no terminology that says chief stewardess. We boarded a boat and this is the chief stewardess. Unlicensed deck, unlicensed crew member. That's it. They keep it simple. It's in the coal regs. Look it up. Now, some people even taking it a bit further. And I have some Admiral bars, okay?
Yep.
Because they feel that captain's not enough.
Of course not.
Okay. Now, you have to. It has to be an act of Congress to wear these. This is not something that you just give yourself.
No.
Everybody's so hooked on titles.
Yes.
I don't care. Mm-hmm. Go around the bars, call yourself an admiral. You need an act of Congress to be an admiral, okay? You need a boat to be a captain, or at least history of running boats to be a captain. Just be a mate and be happy. Mm-hmm. And don't go around calling yourself first officer on a 100-footer. And don't go around calling yourself chief mate on a 110-footer if y'all are the only person on deck or you have one little deckhand. All right? There's no way on the planet you're a chief mate on a 110-foot boat with one deckhand. By the way, there's a real licensed position in the Coast Guard for chief mate and first mate and second mate and third mate. And you should look up the requirements before you call yourself that. It's confusing. And last I'm going to leave you is, don't be calling yourself chief officer if you can't take over the boat. You're not qualified, because if the shit hits the fan, all those charter guests are going to be looking at you going, okay, chief officer, you've got this, right? You're like, well, you know, that wasn't not in really. The class I took. You're going to put yourself in trouble. Guys, don't rush it, all right? Just take a breath. You'll get there, mm-hmm. all right? Stop pumping it up. Again, pump don't it up at the par. Out. I don't care. You know, I had a mate once borrow my captain's stripes to fly back to France. And I'm like, and you flew the whole way on the airplane like that. It's a status thing.
It is.
In the professional world, keep it legit. Mm-hmm. Your private life, do whatever you want. What do you think, co-captain? Did I cover it?
You did.
Okay. All right. By the way, we are giving away 4 stripes. You got to sew them on anything you got. We're going to get some. You know, got plenty. If you want some, call them in.
We do.
All right. By the way, most of the time you guys start out with this. Okay. I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
And that's The Bottom Line. See you next week.
We're out.
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 Oh, you didn't do your thing.
Out, I said.